We welcome on the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Hello, Russ.
Rob, how you doing today?
I'm well. Good to see you. Before we start talking about your game on Saturday against UVA, just talk about how camp has gone for the Spiders and how you feel going into this week.
Well, I mean, camp was good. Offense was way ahead of our defense for most of it. I think our defense is catching up a little bit as we move forward here. We've had some good practices defensively, but offensively, way ahead. And that's probably the way it should be. We got a lot of older guys on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of guys play a lot of football. We're young in spots on defense. So, you know, as I look back at it, it probably unfolded the way it should, I think.
All right. First question this morning from Greg Medea. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing good, Rob. How you doing?
Good.
Ross, I guess I'll kind of just start here. Preparing for Virginia, their offense particularly, how has that process gone, started, especially with Tony coming from Clemson, Dez Kitchings coming from NC State, and obviously they're returning pieces in place that played in a different offense at UVA last year. How is that coming together for you guys?
Well, it's been hard for our defensive staff, obviously. You know, Coach Elliott's tremendous offensive mind. He's done a great job at Clemson. And then obviously Coach Kitchings at, you know, he's been at NC State. So we have to compile a lot of different things to give us an opportunity to have an idea of what they're going to do. I do know this, that their skill positions and their quarterback are fantastic. I don't think I'm telling anybody anything they don't know. Tremendous wideouts that really cause a lot of problems. And I think their quarterback's tremendous. Just watching him on TV last year, I thought he was excellent. So their skill kids will really pose a problem for us throughout that game.
And just for you on defense, is Tristan Wheeler the leader of that team, that unit now? Being the older guy, is he the one you lean on now?
Absolutely. No question about it. He's done a great job. He was voted captain. He worked so hard. You know, he'll play every snap in the game, whether he's tired, throwing up, whatever. We can't take him out of the game. He's such a leader for us and a catalyst. But he's done a fantastic job. You know, taking over the leadership role.
Next question from John O'Connor. Good morning, John. On mute.
Muted, John.
Sorry.
How many years have you been doing this, John?
I hit the button. It didn't go, Coach. I'm sorry. How has the presence of Reese Udinski through the spring and the summer helped bring along the other fellows who are learning Coach Kosh's system? Thank you.
Huge. You know, he knew it and really brought a lot of the guys along with it. You know, you just see throughout the summer that they had developed a pretty good relationship with Reese, our team did. And then adding Jake Harris in the summertime was big. They know the offense. I think our offensive staff has done a great job of implementing our offense and feel really good about where they are right now.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next question from David Teal. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Russ, you've had a fascinating history with FBS opponents, you know, national champions, Heisman Trophy winners. You've played them in regular season finales and then gone on and won playoff games. But when you play these teams, do you find that they provide any kind of accurate barometer to the season, or is it just you never know?
You never know. These games are really hard because they're so talented. Every time you play a BCS school, they're extremely talented. I mean, we played Alabama and Florida State and Auburn with Cam Newton. But it's not only those guys. It's not only Cam Newton. It's the rest of their football team. I mean, So, you know, we're going to have a tough time. Their receivers are so talented. Their quarterback's so good. You know, you make one mistake, one false step, don't go the right direction. You know, they can take house calls. You know, just Virginia Tech last year, you know, they had the punt return for the touchdown against us. They get you in open space. And that guy was just a tremendous athlete and made about four of our guys miss. They had another one that was called back on a questionable clip call. I don't even see it, but thank goodness they called it. So, I mean, the space part of it, the athleticism. I mean, obviously, we don't have one person on our team that was offered a scholarship at UVA. And that's the way it is. And we're not, you know, we know we are playing a well-coached, very athletic football team. And we have to play our best. There's no question about that. You know, when it's the first game, it's a little bit scary because the first game is when, you know, a lot of teams make some mistakes, whether it's on special teams or penalties, those types of things. So, you know, opening up with a BCS school is really hard because, you know, you get them in the middle of the season, maybe they'll sleepwalk a little bit. Even at the end of the season, they may sleepwalk. You know, Virginia's had a long time to where Richmond was the first game on their schedule. I don't believe they'll be asleep for this one by any stretch of the imagination. I think they'll be really well prepared. I know Coach Elliott won't let them not be prepared. So, you know, it's tough to get these guys as an opener. If I could get the BCS schools, the fifth, sixth game, right in between a Florida State and Clemson, then you're feeling pretty good about it. But we're not in between anybody right now. We're right out of the chute.
Do you then as a coach, Russ, and even try to get your players to buy into this, have to keep Saturday's result in perspective no matter what it is? Even, you know, if you win a close game, if you lose a close game, if you lose by 30?
You know, I'm not really thinking about, you know, how to define this game, to be honest with you. You know, it's a great opportunity for our guys. We get to go up there and play in a big, big stadium in front of a lot of people. So, you know, I just think we want to go out there and just compete, play the best we can, and then kind of move forward from there and understand that it's a long season and keep playing. And you know, I don't know how you look at this thing when it's all said and done.
Oh, question from John. Go ahead, John.
Coach Huseman, you weren't happy with the defensive performance after the Spiders scrimmage, and then you mentioned earlier that you thought there had been some progress on defense. I wonder if you might elaborate on that and where you are with your defense. Thank you.
Yeah, we have gotten better. You know, I think especially up front on the defensive line, I think they're you know, we've got Carson Stocklinski, who we moved over from the offensive side of the ball. It's been 2 or 3 years since he played defense. We got the transfer from James Madison, Matey Fitz, who was out for 5 or 6 days. He's back. And, you know, but those guys just weren't – I guess they're coming along okay, but maybe not as fast. Jeremiah Grant, really good defensive end, wasn't progressing as fast as we wanted. I think those three guys really started to increase their level of play. Not anywhere where we need to be, but they're getting better. You know, at linebacker, you know, and again, you know, that scrimmage, Tristan Wheeler didn't play much. Marlon Lewis didn't play much. Ray Eldridge didn't play much. So those are three of probably of our better defensive players. So I'm a defensive guy, John. You know that. I may have just walked off really upset with our defense. And probably when you look back at it, maybe we weren't as bad as I thought we were.
Thank you.
Russ, before I let you go, what are the keys for your team on Saturday to have some success?
Well, the scary part is, you know, tackling. You know, we can't miss tackles out in open space. When you do, you know, now it's instead of a 8-yard gain, it's a 60-yard gain. And that's how games kind of get out of control against, the BCS team. I think special teams are huge in this one, and it showed up big last year against Virginia Tech. When you start looking at special teams, you're defending 53 yards and 100 yards. And, I mean, just everybody's all over the place. And that's where their athleticism can really show up at that level and really hurt you. And so we can't, we cannot give up a big play on special teams, whether it's a block punt or return. That's how these games get out of hand, is when they all of a sudden they start, return a kick, a punt, block a punt, do those types of things, and they can get out of control pretty quickly.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Charlottesville, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you guys.
Thanks. All right.